back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder alongside Congressman Adrian Smith. Congressman, great to have you on today.
Great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Congressman. Now, tell us about how things have been going for you at the Capitol.
Well, we've gotten quite a bit of work done with the House version of tax reform. Now the Senate is taking it up in a little different way. Ultimately, we'll have to reconcile those differences between the House and the Senate, but I'm encouraged that we can move forward some policy that will grow the economy and I think really strengthen middle-income opportunities across the country.
Congressman, what does the tax reform mean for we Nebraskans?
You know, the tax reform that we are looking at is really geared toward encouraging investment, encouraging businesses to hire employees, encouraging businesses to expand their production. And I think that will be the most stimulative impact, but also lower rates for millions of Americans. And the doubling of the standard deduction is something that will, you know, for a couple, will take, you know, a major part of their income off the tax rolls. And I think that they, you know, at the end of the day, there will be more of the American people getting to keep more of their money, and that's good.
Tristan Winder alongside Congressman Adrian Smith. Now, Congressman, we're talking a little bit about this tax reform. Tell us a little bit about any other exciting things going on in your day-to-day life near the Capitol.
You know, I talk to many Nebraskans all the time and certainly have the great opportunity to travel back to Nebraska on a frequent basis. And, you know, I hear from, for example, an employer who told me that he offered an employee a raise, and the employee turned down the raise because the employee would lose some public assistance, some public benefits. So that, you know, here was, I think, a well-intending program trying to help someone, but it's actually standing in the way of someone moving forward and getting a promotion at work with a higher wage. And so we need to address those policies as well. I chair the subcommittee that has been taking a look at that, and I think we advanced a good bill out of the House a couple of months ago that is evidence-based, that, you know, payments to states for this particular program would only be made if there is a difference being made. And so that's what we need to look at across the federal budget is, are the tax dollars being paid by hardworking Americans, are they actually making the positive difference that they need to be making? Or do we need to adjust the policies to be more effective? So those are things that we're looking at. And I don't confuse this with anything easy to do, because we've got a lot of work to do, and the tasks are many. But I believe we can and we need to get this done for the sake of the future of our country.
Well, Congressman, we know you're a very busy man, but wouldn't be an interview if we didn't ask you about the Big Red. What do you make of the recent activities with the football program?
Well, certainly I respect the Board of Regents for the job that they have. Certainly not my job to pick the new football coach, but I'm an avid fan, and I'm grateful to lend my support, whether it's for football or I got to watch Nebraska volleyball play Maryland the other night here in the D.C. area. And certainly the football tradition has seen its challenges lately, but I'm confident that we can get that back on track with the right folks on board.
Those right folks on board could include a Nebraska boy. Are there many Nebraska boys around you where you're at, Congressman, when you watch the Big Red?
Well, the excitement here in Washington among Nebraska fans, a lot of alumni gather here. It's fun to have those exchanges when time permits. But we just have a great tradition that even amidst a less than desirable record this past season, I know that the fans are resilient and they'll be ready to go next season, cheering on a new coach with the team to play a successful season.
Well, Congressman, we really appreciate your time. Wish you the very best holiday season. Big plans for you and the family?
You know, it'll be great to be home to spend the holidays and join some relatives out of town as well. But anytime I get to be in Nebraska, that's a good relaxing time.
Well, you know, it's true what they say, there is no place like Nebraska. That's not an understatement by any means.
That is correct.
We appreciate your time, Congressman, and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you. Go Big Red.